overall, how are things going? League campaign, you know, you got a couple of better results towards the end of it. You looked a little bit more closer to the mark, but not what you would have hoped for, I'd say.
No, listen, we still had a goal at the start of the year, and our goal was Croke Park. We'll not lie about it. And obviously, Wexford was a bit of a wake-up call, but we picked ourselves up again the following week against Wicklow. A good result, you know, in Wicklow and Tipperary. Two good results. Both came close to promotion, but... Listen, we are competitive in games, but that's, you know, it's not really good enough, and we set standards and we're thereabouts. But listen, it was a competitive league, like, so we got the most out of it, so it's head down now and focus on championship.
What is realistic for a game against Roscommon? Is it a winnable game?
Every game you're going to one, like, no doubt about it. They're a Division 1 side now, we're a Division 4 side, so that tells a tale for itself. But listen, we're going to give it a rattle. We know their strengths, their forward line, they're on form, they're firing two-pointers like fun, so we'll have our job cut out as defenders. But listen, we'll come in with a plan of attack, and we want to be competitive, like, we want to be in the game. Not like last year, unfortunately, against Galway, like, the contest is over as such at half-time, so we want to do one better this year.
Talk to people about what is Intercounty like when it is with London. Is it the same as it would be? Maybe not necessarily under Jim McGuinness. I don't think anybody can compare anything with that. But you know what I mean? Is it basically the same? Obviously, the logistics of everybody getting up to North London is not necessarily easy with the commuting aspect. But at the same time, is it pretty much the same standard?
It is, yeah. Listen, even in games, I get asked that question a lot. You know, what do? You train? Do you meet up? And it is. It's the same as every other setup. Like, I was involved with Donegal with a strength and conditioning a couple of years ago. Obviously not to that extreme, but we're out Monday in the gym, Tuesday on the pitch, Thursday on the pitch. We do a remote gym session on a Wednesday. We're on the pitch on the weekend if we're not training. And listen, the commute, it's tough, but again, it's worth it in the end. This year we've actually got our first Gaelic pitch we're training on all year, floodlit out, and where London Irish used to be based. So that's amazing. Like, the London County Board done a big job, and goes to show the results in the league this year, with the 2-1s and really competitive in every game. It makes a difference being able to train, not on a rugby pitch, but on an actual grass Gaelic pitch. And listen, it's brilliant. The setup is second to none out there. There's professional rugby players stepping about, you know, week in, week out, and it really is good. And, you know, it's as good a setup as you get even back here.
And of course, you're not the only one flying the flag for Donegal over there. You seem to have kind of a bit of a, I won't call it a hostile takeover, but a subtle takeover of the group seems to be going on.
And we do, yeah. Listen, there's a lot of Donegal lads I don't know now off the top of my head. I know a few drifted away last year, but we've got a few extra this year. My club, North London Shamrocks, they're primarily Donegal lads, so it's a home away from home as such.
Mm. Does it start from that social element, like when you get involved in Gaelic football in London? I know, look, coming from the base you're coming from, you were going to do that anyway. Are you looking at it from the social point of view, or are you looking at it, no, I want to keep developing, I want to keep improving, I want to be elite? Or what's your motivation when you decide to put your gear bag over your shoulder and go down to North London Shamrocks?
At the start, playing for London was, you know, it was never really on my mind. When I moved over at the start, I got a phone call from Michael Maher, the tail end of 2022 when I moved over, and it was something that I never really looked into. But once I got the opportunity, I loved it. You know, I realised that I'm there. This is my fourth championship year with them. So I want to be as competitive as possible. Listen, as I say, it's brilliant over there. The social aspect is really good. But no, we have a competitive edge, and that did show a lot this year in their league.
Is it a stepping stone? Is there a stage when we might come back and see in a Donegal jersey again, or in a Termon jersey at least? Well, you came back to Termon a couple of years ago, but like, is it something that you'd still like to get back, you know, when you're still in your 20s, more or less at your peak?
Yeah, listen, 27, so I'm pushing on a bit. I don't know if I've been Jim's plans. You got to be super fit for that. But listen, it's something that obviously I would love to do. Working under Jim would be phenomenal, like something you dream of when you're growing up. Never say never, I suppose, but at the minute I'm enjoying London. I'm enjoying bringing them, you know, putting them on the map and being competitive as much as possible.
So that's a kind of a please keep an eye on me on when you're talking out against Roscommon, it is.
Exactly. Listen, the home club, Termon, you know, I'll always have a soft spot for them. As you said, I went over 2 years ago to play for them in the championship, and definitely with the new clubhouse being brought there now at the moment, it's something that I'll look to do in the future. But for this year, I'm looking forward to going back to North London Shamrocks again and hopefully trying to retain that senior championship title.
the club aspect as well, because obviously club player of the year, congratulations on all that and so on. And I mean, you know, you went out into the Connacht Championship, took on decent opposition. You know, where's that standard at? Like, you know, is that something that, you know, is that something that you'd say, okay, that's comparable with what you'd have in a lot of counties in Ireland?
Yeah, big time. Listen, London football's, it's growing year on year. It's really competitive. You've got past county players from all over Ireland competing. Shamrocks, yes, there's a couple of Sligo lads, primarily Donegal, of course. There's a couple of Kerry lads joined this year. So it is, it's really competitive over there. So it is. And that Connacht Championship game against, you know, Ballina, our stall at the start of the year was to win a championship. We'd done that. We never really looked into that. We kind of called it bonus territory. We had a 3-week break. We probably didn't knuckle down like we should have, but you know, we were thereabouts, and it's something to look forward to, you know. And maybe if you do, obviously winning a championship's not easy, so if you do get over that, we know that we're competitive, and you know, it's within our reach, and you'd like to be the first London club to win a game over here.
Is there an element of kind of envy looking over at what's happening with the Donegal team?
Yeah, listen, definitely there is. I know a lot of the lads. I worked with a lot of the lads. But I love it. Like, they're unbelievable, and I really hope this year that they can go on and go one step further and bring Sam back to the Hulls.
And the last thing then is that obviously when you were involved with Termin, just because you weren't busy enough, you decided to get stuck into the coach and, you know, the successful LGFA team and all that. Is that something that you're pursuing at the moment, or have you had been able to feed that outlet at all, or is it just back to kicking a ball?
No, it is. Listen, so I'm managing actually a ladies team again over there called Tyrconnell Gaels Ladies. It's my third year with them. So we were beat in the final in my first year. We won the final in my second year. We were very unlucky then against a team from Cork. They beat us in the All-Ireland quarter-final. They went on actually to won the thing outright, and now they're actually competing in senior football in Cork. So I love coaching. It's something that I definitely will look to do when I get older and hang up the boots, but at the moment I'm primarily focused on playing myself. But no, definitely coaching. And listen, they're a great club, Tyrconnell Gaels. Obviously the men's team, they're our competitors over there, so there's a bit of that in it as well. But no, the girls are brilliant, and they're a great group, and hopefully we can have another good year this year with them.
Well, listen, best of luck against Roscommon. Hope it goes well for you.